All right, we'll go ahead and continue with USC coach Bob Cantu. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1.
Hello.
Question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I was curious what you thought when they asked you to be the interim and what goes through your head at a time like this, and also if there are changes, subtle or otherwise, that you think you can implement kind of on the fly here.
Well, you know, first of all, I was completely shocked when I got a call from Pat Hayden in the morning, and he told me he was making a change and asked me to be the interim coach for the year. It definitely caught me off guard. It was the last thing I was expecting. We had just won at Utah, and I thought we had played really well. And I've learned in this business, especially being here for 12 years, that, you know, things happen when you least expect them, and you have to be prepared. And so getting through yesterday was a big day just in handling the team and handling the media and everything, you know, just from everybody emotionally. Now able to have some time to prepare for the first game. To answer your second question, you know, I work for two great defensive coaches in Tim Floyd and Kevin O'Neill, but I also believe that I've got to adjust to my personnel, and I've got 2 7-footers, and so, you know, I think it's okay to play zone at times and use my length and size at the rim for resistance. I do want to try to speed it up a little bit offensively and try to get easier baskets. It's very difficult to score against 5 set defenders. I think we need more pressure full court. We need to try to get some, you know, turnover pushes, more foul shots, you know, hopefully more offensive rebounding, you know, other ways of scoring besides manufacturing against a set defense. So those are probably the two things, you know, that I'm going to look to do, and then, you know, try to be a little more detailed and organized with the stuff that we already have in place and just be consistent, you know, in everything that we do. And we've got a good defense system in place, and I don't want to go away from that, but I do want to have other things that we can adjust to.
Can you talk about maybe playing a little faster and maybe with a little more pressure? Those are things that college basketball players like to hear, right?
Yeah, every kid likes it. Every recruit loves to hear that, and current players want to play fast. Playing fast, but playing under control. You know, and my message at practice today will be good shot, bad shot. You know, if you have a chance to get it and advance it with a pass. If you have a high percentage shot, let's take it. You know, let's not take a forced shot. Let's not take a bad shot that'll lead the other team to an advantage. But at the same time, I want to let guys play, and we have guys that can do different things. And if we brought you in here to be a driver or a shooter, I want you to go do that, you know, and do it to the best of your ability. So, you know, we're going to try some things. You know, we do have a couple of days today and tomorrow before we play. So we'll look at some stuff and probably make adjustments. I'm trying to get through these first couple games. I'm going to have a break with the week of UCLA. I think that would be more time where you can put, you know, some more stuff in that's more, you know, that's different than what you've done because you have more time. I think it'd be very difficult to just try to change your system in 2 days with game prep. And right now we need energy and focus, and we just need to really compete.
Hey, I'll leave you with any words of advice.
You know, he's been so good to me. You know, he said best of luck. I'm so thankful to him. You know, I was here when he got the job, and he kept me on the staff and promoted me to associate coach. And I would never be considered to be the interim coach if I wasn't in that position, and I thanked him for that. And, you know, he's worked at some great places in the NBA and college, and, you know, he'll be back in coaching. And I just thanked him, and, you know, and he wished me luck.
Your next question comes from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Hey, Bob. Patrick kind of stole the gist of my question, but I guess to follow up, will there be much personnel changes? I know it's kind of early to even think about that, but do you see?
Well, you know, I'm going to look at some other guys that had been playing. Yeah, I want to see. I think Ari Stewart is a guy that played at Wake and played a lot when they were, you know, very good that year, and he shot almost 40%, I think, from three, and we need more shooting. I'm going to look at him a little bit, and Ronaldo Woolridge is a kid from Tennessee that's got some length and size, you know, and I think those guys might be better defensively in a zone, So I may have to, you know, give up some possessions to maybe get something back offensively. I'm open. I think those two guys can do stuff. But I need to play Omar more minutes. You just look at this kid's productivity. It's through the roof, shooting almost 65%. You know, we got to get him the ball, and I got to get him in better condition so we can play longer minutes. And I want to find a way to play Dwayne and Omar, you know, together at times. And so, you know, I think every game will present a different opportunity depending on how the other team plays and their size. And there'll be times where you probably can do that. There'll be other times, you know, where you can't. But at the end of the day, I'll have to make a decision, you know, going into that, how I'll do it. But early on, I think those are probably my biggest ideas so far.
Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Bob, it sounded like JT Terrell had kind of an on-again, off-again relationship with KO. Where does he fit into things now under you?
Well, I think he's going to play a big role. I mean, the two-guard spot is such an important spot because you need scoring. And I told him, I said, I need your scoring when I met with him individually, and I need you to play. But you got to play on both ends, and you got to take good shots. And, you know, I think he was a little too loose with the ball at times and turned it over, over-dribbled, and took poor shots, you know, which then, you know, resulted in Kevin not playing him. And he played really well at Utah. He played under control, and so he showed he can do it. And I told him that I would, you know, give him more freedom to play how he can play, but he's got to earn it and he's got to deserve it. And I don't want him, you know, we're not going to, it's not AAU ball. We're not going to come out here and shoot the ball every time. That's just not going to happen. And I think he understands that. He understands the team concept. I mean, he's got a lot of talent, a lot of talent. I need him to play more athletic. You pull him up on YouTube or the clips back at Wake or junior college, this guy's windmill dunking, catching, you know, lobs, reverse lobs. He hasn't done any of that stuff. He's had a problem with his foot, but I need him to play more athletic, and then we need him, you know, to score and make shots. And he'll play a very important role, as I think that will allow Gio at the point, you know, to get more looks and for teams not to load up to him if JT can score for us.
And how difficult is it, you know, taking over in midstream like this? And can you just sort of summarize your message to the team yesterday when you got with them?
Well, it's very difficult. Anytime you change your voice in any team at any level, it's completely different. It's a different – everything's different. You know, I mean, I'm not going to change, you know, a ton basketball, but I'm a different person. I have a different approach, a different way of doing things, and I've got my own ideas. My message to the guys was, you know, life's about adversity. You never know when something's going to happen. You know, how are you going to adjust to this? You know, how are you going to come out at practice and compete? And, you know, it's just we got to move forward. Life moves on, and I'm your coach, and, you know, this is how it's going to be. You know, I laid out some basic points, and I left the message – I left the meeting with the question that I told them I wanted them to answer me today at practice, which, why do you play basketball? That was my question to them. Do you play because you're tall? Do you play because you're on scholarship? Why do you play basketball? And that's going to be the question I'm going to ask them when we start practice, is what were the answers? Yeah, I want to know, I mean, these guys, you know, do you really love this game, and do you have passion, and do you want to win? And if you do, you know, then let's show it, and let's come together, and let's see what we can do. There's a lot of games left, and anything's possible.
And finally, Bob, do you have a sense in your own mind as to why the change was made?
I don't. I have no idea. I was completely taken back. Really had no idea and wasn't given an explanation. You know, when I talked to Pat, he just said he was making a change and he wanted me to take over. And 30 minutes later, we told the team, and it was out in the media, and I'd just literally been flying since that moment. So, I mean, I've had excuse me, a lot of time to do anything, and, you know, that's more of a question, you know, for Pat.
Sure. Thank you.
Yes.
Make a sweep for more questions. Any follow-up?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, hearing none, that's it. Bob, thanks for your time today, and good luck as you proceed forward with the program.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.